Free for All Friday. It is Free for All Friday. Remember that phone number if you want to dial in and say what's on your mind, 877-310-9966. We've taken so many calls today, I've lost track. From all over the country, it's always very entertaining to me. It's like the lightning round. 877-310-9966 if you want to weigh in. My next guest, Steve Doolin. He's an NRA board member, but he is not here to speak on behalf of the NRA, not now or not ever. He's just here as a professor and an overall good guy. Doolin, how are you?
Great, Gerber. How are you doing?
I am well. So this really cool thing has happened. These schools around Michigan, the one my son shoots for, should remain nameless, but these schools around Michigan are starting shooting teams, trap shooting teams. I'm like, really? Yeah, several of them. In fact, apparently it's the fastest growing sport in Michigan. And so we bought a flat of 20-gauge shotgun shells. You're only allowed to put one shell in the gun, right? But my child is not of legal age to purchase a gun. So, Mr. Doolin, I went and picked up a 20-gauge over-under because you're just shooting one shell at a time anyway, and he learns and he knows gun safety very well from being around me anyway. But under Michigan's new gun laws, I have questions. What is the rule if I take a gun, because he can't buy the gun, he's on the shooting team, so obviously he can't own the gun, so I take this 20-gauge shotgun that I buy, and I put it in his hand for the shooting team, which has competitions all over the state. You know, there's a big, giant trap shooting place, I think it's in Mason, right, that you see from the highway. But if I put a gun in his hand, is that legal?
Actually, it is, because he'll be under the supervision of a coach, presumably, and so there will be a responsible adult there. I believe the adult has to be over 21. Don't quote me. I don't have the statute right in front of me, but it does allow for minors to shoot in competition and target shooting and hunting while under the supervision of a responsible adult. So that exception is in there.
All right, so let me take it a step further then. Let's say the child comes up to me and says, hey, Dad, I want to take that 20-gauge, and I want to go see if I can find a squirrel during squirrel season or rabbit during rabbit season. I say, go ahead, son. I put the gun in his hand. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm watching a football game or whatever I'm doing, right? And the son goes outside and wanders about the back 40. Is that legal?
Well, now we're going to have to develop case law regarding what under the supervision of actually consists of, because that's, I believe, the phrase. Again, I don't have it right in front of me. Don't hold my feet to the fire. But the question is, are you in some kind of proximity where he's still under your supervision, and what exactly does that mean?
Right.
And I can't give you a straight answer.
Well, exactly, and that's the problem. I think some of these laws, and you correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure you'd be happy to do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if there is a gray area, that's what they want. It's not particularly clear. It's kind of murky, and that's fine with the people that impose these gun control laws, because murky makes them more able to do things like take your guns away or accuse you of doing something that you shouldn't have done, even if you didn't do it, right or wrong.
Well, having seen the sausages being made, I'm not sure that the murkiness is intentional so much as it is more a matter of we need to get this thing passed so we can get our photo opportunity and appear to be doing something about a problem that appears to be serious. And I'm sure the details, you know, this is the attitude you get from the legislators that rush these things through. In many cases, and you get some serious questions from some serious legislators about exactly this kind of a thing, and they're steamrolled by the majority that just wants to seem to be doing something about a perceived problem.
Whether it exists or not, it's perceived. All right, so we don't know. If I hand Junior a gun, or my grandkid or whatever, and say, hey, go ahead and go squirrel hunting here on our property, I mean, is he under supervision at 50 yards, 100 yards, 200 yards? What? You don't know the answer, unfortunately. All right.
Can
next question.
See him out the window? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Right. Next question. You ready? I'm going to be is scary as this is. I'll be traveling to the city of Chicago this weekend, taking a wilderness emergency class on emergency medicine in the wilderness. Kind of a cool thing to do. It's a very intense class for 2 days. 10 hours a day, and I'm very excited about it. Here's what I'm not excited about. Traveling through the city of Chicago unarmed. But I saw a federal judge in Chicago here recently rule that an illegal alien could have a concealed handgun in Illinois, and that was perfectly okay. Can I travel with a concealed handgun into the state of Illinois with my concealed carry permit from the state of Michigan?
I don't believe so, but remember, I'm not licensed in Illinois, so I'm not going to be able to advise you on Illinois law or Chicago law, because there's an overlay there, too, of municipal law.
Or the law of the jungle. Gotcha.
Or the, oh, no, that one we can talk about all day. but my sense is that, no, you as an out-of-state resident may not carry pursuant to your Michigan concealed pistol license, for example, in the city of Chicago.
Right, and, but here's my question. How can a federal judge rule, as we know, an illegal alien, somebody in the country illegally, is not allowed by federal law to have a gun of any sort? Long, short, doesn't matter, right? Long gun, short gun, doesn't matter. But that federal judge, I think, playing politics, said, oh, absolutely, it would encroach on his Second Amendment rights. He's an illegal. He doesn't have Second Amendment rights being in the country illegally, but said he does. So how could an illegal that doesn't have constitutional rights be afforded the constitutional right to carry a gun or to have a gun and me be denied? How is that possible?
Well, my understanding of that case is that the only charge that can be dismissed under that ruling is, first off, it's limited to that jurisdiction.
Yeah, I got it.
Because it hasn't been appealed yet, right?
Right.
But second, it's really just the part of the law, which I believe is somewhere in Section 18 U.S. Code, Section 922, that says that illegal aliens are prohibited from owning or possessing firearms.
I mean, the bottom line takeaway is this. I can't have a gun in Illinois. That's unless it's locked up. That's the bottom line. Doolin, I got
to
leave it there. I burned it all up, all that time. All that brilliance wasted on me, Doolin. Thank you.
All too brief.